Blog Talk Radio.
Enjoying your morning. What a blessing. What a blessing it is to be here with you again on the Stars of Heaven Network. And this is yours truly, Lisa Marie. And I'm excited, as always, to be here with you to break bread and you have tuned into the Heavenly Host broadcast. Glory be to God. I tell you, I'm always excited to be here with you on the Heavenly Host broadcast, a broadcast that was birthed when I first birthed Brides of Christ Radio. And I'm so excited to have the Heavenly Host here in the new birthing, on the new birthing of the Stars of Heaven Network. And I hope that you are aligned today. Yes, yes, yes. And I tell you, I'm really excited about today's message that I'm continuing, entitled Mercury's Translations. This message series is part of the offering of September. And as we move into this month and this new year, glory be to God, this nectar year, I hope it's sweet. It will be sweet. God will turn the bitter water sweet. Amen. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're experiencing, that you will experience the nectar of the Lord, His goodness. As the Word of God says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And I tell you, I'm excited about what the Lord is doing with the body of Christ, even what He's doing in the earth, even though it appears with all of the different weather conditions. I tell you, from the ashes always arises new life. So we are encouraged. I'm encouraged to give God thanks, regardless of what I see, regardless of what's going on, because He is the author and the finisher of our life. He's the creator of heaven and earth. And when you know that and you worship Him as the creator of heaven and earth, as being our Father, we know that all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord and are called according to their purposes. And that's why I thank God for people, the hearts of man, and that there is still good in man, amen. Those who are the first responders through every facet of government. And that's why He gave me this message on today, One Mediator. And I'm excited to get into it and to minister to you, because He was sharing with me that there's only one mediator between God and man, and that is Christ Jesus. And when He gave me this, He said that He was really dealing with some things regarding those things and those people who would interfere with His covenant, amen, that He's made with His people. I strongly flow in the apostolic anointing. I believe in the establishment of the Word of God by way of decrees, declarations, by the spoken word, by obedience, amen, according to my lifestyle and living holy. For me, apostolic is not a doctrine. It is a governmental authority. And that's why I'm so excited to be here on the Heavenly Host broadcast to minister to you, because the Heavenly Host, which is the celestial hierarchy, glory be to God, the angels, they help facilitate the will of God. They help facilitate our covenant. And so I'm blessed to be here with you to minister this word, because truly, as I've shared with you in my introduction, giving you some scriptures from 1 Timothy and from Hebrews, it will give you a greater understanding on why it's important that we receive the blood sacrifice of Christ, amen, how Him giving Himself a ransom for us, amen, paid the price, amen, for us to have and live in the newness of life. Amen. So I tell you, I'm excited to share this with you. And I know in the last broadcast, I said that I was going to minister on Psalm 78, but I'm going to move on from that. And in your own time, you can continue to read Psalm 78 and hear all the wonderful things that God did in our prophetic history as it relates to the children of Israel, and how those things that were written, amen, are written for our edification, for our instruction, for our correction. So we can know that, you know, in the New Testament, which is fulfilled in Christ Jesus, that He didn't come to do away with those things. He came to fulfill it. Amen. As Jesus said, I didn't come to do away with the law. I came to fulfill it, and He fulfilled it in Him. And He did it. Yes, he did. He did it. He did it. He fulfilled it. He completed it. And when he did it, he said, it's finished. It's done. Amen. And so I'm excited about every junction, every station of your life that you complete, every assignment that you complete. And Apostle Paul wrote to the churches, and he applauded their obedience. Amen. And so I applaud, I celebrate your obedience. He said that, and the Word of God says that to your obedience become abroad to all men. Amen. And so our obedience is what strikes a blow in the head of Satan. Amen. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven upon the children of disobedience. So we don't want to be disobedient children. No, 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 no. We want to be followers of Christ as dear little children. In order to be followers of Him, we have to have a childlike spirit. Amen. We have to be humble, have to be meek. And that's where all those wonderful fruits come in. Amen. The fruits of the Spirit, gentleness, patience, long suffering. And I tell you, I love the Father's attributes. I love who He is and every aspect of who He is and how He's fulfilled in the Godhead bodily. And I tell you, God can be to you whatever you need Him to be. Amen. He's God the Father, He's God the Son, and He's God the Holy Spirit. And so I'm excited about my salvation today, amen, being saved today, and I hope that you are saved today, amen, as the Word of God says, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart, amen, and I tell you, I'm excited that we're in the gates, amen, when I confess the Lord as my personal Lord and Savior, and I receive them in my heart, the gates will open, the heavenly gates, and I tell you, I hope that today, amen, that if you don't know the Lord and pardon your sins, that you would take this moment to confess Him, amen, as a witness, as a an ambassador, as a messenger, as the sheep of His pasture. I have the authority to usher you into that place. I have the authority and the favor of God, and, which means His grace, amen, to present you, amen, by way of invitation, amen, by way of my testimony, my witness, amen. And I tell you, I'm excited about the discipleship, because I tell you, there's a celebration, as I shared with you before, about discipleship. God is really renewing and giving fresh revelation about what it means to be a disciple, a true disciple, amen, of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as Jesus said, he that's greatest among you, let him become your servant, amen. So we have to remember that humility, amen, was the nature of Christ. It was the nature of Jesus. He was humble, amen. He exalted himself. I mean, he humbled himself and condescended with men of low estate. He was Lord at his birth, but yet as he walked and he lived and he moved and established in the kingdom of heaven, he was always meek and humble. And no doubt he walked in his authority. But it was that meekness and that humbleness that he was able to fulfill the cross, amen, fulfill our redemption and dying on the cross. And many of times he said that if I wanted to, I could call legions of angels, amen, they will come, amen. But he knew and accepted the will of the Father for his life, and he willfully went to the cross, amen. And so when we die willfully to the flesh, when we know our power, I know my power as a woman, I know my power as a child of God. And the thing is, the Lord wants to manifest that great power to us. And the thing is, can he trust us with it? Amen. And that's why it's so important to be tested and tried, amen. And because, you know, as I often say, it's okay to be powerful. It's okay to be to allow the greatness of God to manifest through you. That's what you're supposed to be, amen, and now more than ever we need it. And I just want to share that power and the glory of God that he's imparted with me with you in hopes that you will also be thus minded, like-minded, amen. So don't let the doors be shut on you, amen, because don't let the doors and the gates be shut, amen. You don't want to be like the five foolish when he was tarrying and he was out lollygagging and sleeping and slumbering, and the Lord came and the door was shut, amen. And this is a time where the books are being opened and the books are going to be closed in the heavens. Amen. This is a time of examinations and evaluations. Amen. Every day is. Amen. Because the word of God said, whatsoever a man sow, that must he also what? Reap. And that is the agricultural example that he gave in how we're to receive. Amen. And what we're to release. So he said, seed time and harvest is forever. Amen. Again, the universe supports that. Amen. What you sow, you will reap. Amen. And so I don't want my labor to be in vain. Amen. Do you want your labor to be in vain? I hope not. I hope not. And as he was sharing with me about that we're in the gates, he said, that's why it's so important to when you've heard the word, amen, to obey it. He said, because not just the hearers are just before God, but the doers, amen. And so one of the things that I often talk about is about the outcast of Israel, amen. These are the vagabonds, amen. These are the wanderers. These are the fallen angels, the fallen stars, amen. And the word of God said, because they kept not their first estate, amen. It's important for us to keep that first love, keep that fire burning, amen, for the Lord. And because once you come into the knowledge of God, as the word of God says, those who knew the judgment of God did contrary anyway. So it's a real danger to hear God's word and then do contrary, amen, because you do damnation to your soul, amen. And the Lord doesn't take that lightly, amen. He didn't die in vain, amen. His blood was not shed in vain. And the Lord, and Father God, is going to make sure of that, amen. And that's why I often say, before I ever feel that I can't fulfill my commission I will not fulfill it in integrity according to the vow and according to the instructions of the word of God, I'll just hang it up, amen, because I fear God enough not to play with him, amen, and play with his word, amen. And so having said that, I'm praising and thanking God that that this celebration of the bride queens and of the bridegroom, amen, those who are my brothers in Christ, we know that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, amen. And that's why I so love the New Testament, because the New Testament and Jesus came as Lord to be the mediator, even when he was in the earth realm, and many issues they brought to him, even regarding the law about marriage and how marriage is supposed to be, and different questions they put to him to see what he would say. And everything the Lord did in establishing the kingdom of heaven, he did so justly, amen. He often spoke about our faith is what's going to justify us. Amen. That's why he said the just shall live by faith. Everything that he did, it was about equality. When a woman was caught in adultery, he said, he that is without sin cast the first stone. Amen. So in this hour, I'm thanking God for the new dominion that that's manifesting through his righteousness. Amen. And that's why Hebrews talks about us having the things which were spoken to this psalm, amen. We have such an high priest, amen, who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majestic of the majesty in the heavens, amen. A minister in the sanctuary and of the tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. Amen. Glory be to God. Which the Lord pitched and not man. Who the Lord set in the body according to had it pleased him. Amen. And so Hebrews the 8th chapter, that first verse says it all. He's our high priest who's compassed about in the heavens, who is sitting at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. Amen. And not only is he set on the throne of the majesty in heaven, but he's a minister of the sanctuary, amen, the inner courts, amen. So we see that he's in heaven, he's in the holies of holies. He covered everything for us, amen. He's a high priest in the holies of holies. He's at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, amen. And he's a minister of the sanctuary, which is our local assembly of the true tabernacle. And let me expound upon that. The true tabernacle. The true tabernacle is those who truly love the Lord. The true tabernacle is the faithful, amen, who he knows who that is, amen, who he has set and not us, not man. For every high priest is ordained to what? Offer gifts and sacrifices. Amen. Every high priest, and we are kings and priests unto our God. I'm a priest of the Lord, and I'm offering. I've offered myself. I've offered my body, my mind, my soul, my whole being to the Lord. Amen. My soul, the creation, and the birthing of Brides of Christ Women's Ministry is my offering and my gift. Amen. And that is. Is of necessity, amen, and much as we do for the Lord, he is the greatest sacrifice, amen, which was himself, his body, amen, what was shed, was given to us and broken for us, amen, his blood that was shed for us, amen. But Hebrews 8, and in your own time, you can read it, because he gave me this to show, again, as it says, the patterns of what he did with Moses in the mount. Amen. And, again, it's not to do away with the Old Testament. He said, but now had he obtained a more excellent ministry. Amen. And being the mediator of a better covenant, which is established upon better promises. Amen. And he goes on to say, for that had the first covenant been faultless, then should not no place be given sought for the second. Amen. For finding fault with them, he said, behold, the days come, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Jacob, not according to the covenant I made with your forefathers. Amen. And so this new covenant that I have, you have, is not according to the covenant of our ancestors. It's according to the covenant that is upon my heart. Amen. Our hearts, the table of our hearts, according to our obedience. And in that ninth verse, he goes on to say, and I regarded them not, said the Lord. Amen. So I'm really excited about this, because this new covenant, this new testament that we have, is based upon our individual walk with the Lord, our individual personal relationship with the Lord. And that's the thing that he was dealing with me about when he gave me this message. He said that many people have crossed boundaries. And even though we're given the charge, according to 1 Timothy, as he exhorted the church to pray first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority. Amen. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Prayer, supplications, and intercession, and giving of thanks. Amen. And many people have really abused, many leaders have abused this, and many people who are quote-unquote intercessors have abused this, because one thing he said to me that I had to write down in my notes so I wouldn't forget was that for anything for him to establish here on the earth realm in the natural requires human agreement between two people. He said that in order for anything to be established or can be established, this is to be completed by sealing. Amen. Anything God does, he seals. Amen. And that's why the Word of God says that your spirit will bear witness with my spirit that we are the sons and daughters of God. And what we're saying to me is that a lot of people are using their gifts and their office to intrude, to usurp authority over other believers. And he said, that's not what I gave you to do. Amen. When we pray for anyone, all men, kings, those in authority, that should be by the Holy Spirit. Amen. And many people have used Holy Spirit and their gifts to gain access to other people's spiritual realms and spiritual life. And that's a war and that's a problem. And I've experienced this in my own life, and that does not constitute relationship. Yeah, we know each other by the Spirit, but it's by Him that we know each other. And the Lord really was dealing with me about this, and He said He's calling that into judgment now because, again, He said, how can two walk together since they be agreed? We know in part, we prophesy in part. And my giftings and my anointing and me having the heavens open unto me does not give me the right to use up authority over another person's soul or life. Amen. Because the Word of God said if anything is revealed, it should be revealed by two or three. Amen. And again, we have to really, really be careful not to override and overstep the place that the Lord has. Amen. Nothing and no one can take the Lord's place. Amen. We all have the Holy Spirit, but we all should be governed by the Holy Spirit by the Word of the Lord. Amen. And if you don't know a person personally, amen, if something is revealed to you by the Spirit in intercession and of giving of thanks and prayers and supplication for the person, it should be according to what the Lord has brought to your attention. It should not be because you're taking the initiative on your own to pray for somebody and because you get into sacrificial prayers. Amen. And so the Lord said He's dealing with this right now because many people's covenant are being violated. It's causing confusion in the second heavens. The enemy is working through that because people are praying from soulish prayers, or they're praying religious prayers. Amen. A lot of people are praying according to what they're attached to, according to what they're in service to, who they are beholding to, who they're submitted to, and that's fine. But the Lord said that we cannot cross boundaries, and as ministry gifts, as leaders, we don't have the authority to disregard someone else's relationship with Him. Amen. And again, he said to me that the establishment of anything that's being revealed or spoken it should be revealed by two or three. Amen. There's no way anyone should be revealing anything about someone that they've gotten through way of the Spirit of the gifts of word of wisdom or the knowledge, and you're sharing it with someone else. But the person that you're praying about or praying on, you have not told them that. And the Lord really dealt with me about that this week. He said, you know, many people are praying for people, but will not pick up the phone and even say hello, will not even introduce yourself. Amen. If I'm in prayer for someone by the Spirit and by the Holy Ghost, He knows how to govern that prayer. Amen. He knows how to govern that prayer. Amen. And the Lord revealed to me that a lot of things that's been revealed about His people, the sheep of His pasture, by leadership and those who are in the session, and there's no physical connection there. And I'm not saying we need to have a physical connection to everybody that we know, but the Lord knows those that are His. Amen. And I'm sharing this with you because this is what I've been dealing with. Amen. In my own intercession and prayer with God, I said, Lord, I don't have to fight with what belongs with my position. I know what my position is. I know how to flow in the anointing. I know how to abide. Amen. And that's another word He gave me for this broadcast, and Him saying and decreeing and declaring that He's the mediator between God and man. He said, abiding in the vine is your protection. Amen. And my thing is, if you're a mature believer, amen, and truly are a leader that's sent from God, amen, the Word will do the work, amen. The Word will do the work. Each person that receives the Word of the Lord from you, me, whomever, if they are in obedience to the Word of God, it will bring forth fruit in their life, amen. And so my thing is we cannot forget that all souls are His, amen, and that it's the altar. It's the altar that sanctifies the gift. Amen. And the gift giver is much more important than the gift itself. Amen. I honor the body of Christ. I honor the giftings of the body. I honor every member of the body. And we have to be careful, because when you are receiving from the Holy Spirit and He's revealing things to you, He knows who to reveal that to. He knows who will keep the confidence of those intimate things that's revealed. Amen. And when people pray those prayers and they receive knowledge or information about other people through intercession, amen, if that's revealed to another believer and it's about someone else and you have not spoken to that person who has the right to know that, who probably already know it, but you're not willing to get in the trenches with them, that's a woe. And that's what he was sharing with me on this week. He's dealing with those things because the Spirit is not to be used in that manner. Amen. And that's why I often rebuke people. I often have to rebuke people and coming into my ministry even now as a leader. A lot of things I'm not receiving. Amen. And God has given me how to govern my realm by the Holy Spirit, and he lets me know when things are intruding and coming in that shouldn't be, and who's praying prayers for me, amen. And he even lets me know what's being revealed to me or about me from those who are praying for me. The Holy Spirit is just that good, amen. The Holy Spirit loves us, and sometimes he has to override some things, veto some things. Some things have to be disallowed. Amen. I have to speak and disallow some things that's being spoken against me, or things that's being prayed and revealed about me, and to not without my knowledge, without my consent. Amen. And we can't use the Holy Spirit as a substitute. Amen. Or as a reason to say, "Oh, thus said the Lord." He said, but you would never ever reach out to that person that you're praying for to introduce yourself in the natural. Amen. Especially if you're praying to for a person in depth. Amen, to the point where you are following them, to the point where you know what's going on in their daily lives, or you're tracking them or whatever. That shouldn't be either. Amen. And I can't get into all of it. I'm not going to get into all of it on this broadcast. I want to finish this message. But he was just saying that he is the mediator, amen, our mediator between God and man, and that our prayers for kings and those who are in authority is that they may lead a what? Quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. Amen. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Amen. And one thing I do know as an intercessor, because I am one who's given to pray, all of us are given to pray for all men, is that it will release the spirit of peace, amen, and godliness, amen. And when you're praying correctly, amen, and praying according to the Holy Spirit, it will not release confusion, amen. It will not be combative, amen. You might have to do some warning in the spirit according to principality and powers that would try to prevent the manifestation of the fruit. But for the most part, that will be the manifestation of your prayers. Because the Lord it will honor your prayers for that person. Amen. And the administration of heaven, which is the celestial hierarchies, and those who help the will of God come to pass in our life, for those who are in those positions, God will honor those prayers. He most certainly would. I'm a witness. I've seen him do it with me. Amen. And being pleased with me praying for them according to the word of God. Amen. It goes on to say in 1 Timothy, the second chapter, for there is one God and one mediator between what? God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Amen. So when our prayers are, when we send up those prayers before God, amen, when we do war in the second heavens to break those glass ceilings and those things that are trying to block and stop our prayers from being ascending, Jesus is right there. Our Lord is right there, seated at the right hand of the Father, and make intercession for us. Amen. And so as he said, if we've professed them and confessed them before men, he said, what, I'll confess you before the Father, which is in heaven. Amen. So, again, the Lord knows those who are his. Amen. And it's so important for us to make sure that we're not opening doors, or you're not opening doors to principalities and powers because of your motive for praying is wrong. Even if it is right, that your zeal for what you're doing and what you're committed to and what you're praying for does not override and overstep, amen, what he's trying to do, amen. Because, again, he knows those who he set in place. He knows principles and powers, all powers that be are ordained of God. And so being zealous, or being passionate about what we are part of or what we're doing, has to be governed by the word of the Lord. Amen. And I'm going to share a few more scriptures with you regarding him being a high priest, because him being a high priest is knowing that by adoption, amen, we have an adoption whereby we cry out the Father. And that new covenant, that new testament, which was purchased by his own blood, amen, by means of death, amen, for the redemption of transgressions that were under the first testament, amen, we now receive the promise of eternal inheritance. And that's according to Hebrews 9 and 15, amen. And so in our communication, glory be to God, as intercessors, as we decree and declare, he said, if you speak a thing, declare a thing, I'll bring it to pass. We have to make sure that it's according to what he's revealed to us, amen, and according to our heart's desire, amen. And again, most certainly according to his will. According to his will, amen. As Jesus said when he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, if be thy will, let this cup pass before me, amen. Not my will, but thy will be done, amen. And so we know in part and we prophesy in part, amen. And the thing that I so love about God is the how. It's the how he does it, who he uses, amen. So only thing we need to do is walk in faith, live by faith, so that he can lead and guide us into all truth, amen, and show us where, amen, as he showed Peter where the money was, and he told him where to find it, where he could pay his taxes, amen. So God is not hiding from us. He wants to unveil those things, but we have to really follow on to know him by seeking him with our whole heart, amen, by seeking him with a true heart, by seeking him for who he is, not for what he has in his hand. Amen. He will release what's in his hand as he sees our heart. Amen. And those of us who are praising God and celebrating God, being an heir of salvation, amen, having our rightful inheritance, you have to be mature in governing that inheritance. Amen. You don't want to be like the prodigal son, amen, who wanted his stuff right now, right now, right now. And when he got it, amen, he squandered it, amen. But God in his mercy, amen, and the Father in his mercy, even when we do mess up, he's still there. He's still there to make us fresh and new, amen. And that's why I so love about this, the parable about the prodigal son, because even though he messed up, he came home. He went home, and it was still more for him. Amen. So that's just what type of God I serve. God is a good God, and he loves all of us, and he knows our frame. Amen. He knows our beginning from our end, and he knows how to make all things new. Yes, he does. He knows how to make all things new. And so I'm excited about the angels and the celestial hierarchies and those who are in the heavens before his throne, before his honorable courts, amen. And my praise and my glory to God is that my name be written in the Lamb's Book of Life, amen. And I hope that your name is written. Amen. Because we all will have to appear before the right throne judgment. Amen. And appear before him. And I want him to say, well done. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the door of the Lord. Amen. So I bid you peace with that. I pray that the joy of the Lord will be your strength. Amen. I pray that the Lord will delight in your way. Amen. That you will commit your way unto him, and he will bring it to pass. Glory be to God. Thank you so much for being here on the Heaven and Hills broadcast with yours truly, Lisa Marie. And as always, I will upload this to my Facebook and my Twitter feed. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I will speak with you soon. Peace, blessing, and much love.